You're listening to the show about keeping a low profile on cruise ships. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Meanwhile, Mo has devoured his stuff. Wow! I mean, I kind of think usually you guys are silly or stupid for cooking your food, but this actually good. Like, could other food taste like this when cooked?
Who's he sitting with? Captain Clockface. Oh, is he saying that for everybody
to the room,
here?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Mo does.
Captain Clockface everybody says, "Raw."
Raw.
I believe what they're trying to say is our compliments to the chef.
Yeah. The chef is cool.
So cool.
Rafina says to Mo, "Sometimes if you just boil stuff in water, it's great."
Okay. It tastes like this?
I don't know how they made this. It doesn't really taste like tea. I was thinking more of, like, sticks and stuff.
Okay.
Just so you know.
And he picks up his plate and starts licking it.
I'm almost licking my plate. Like, yeah. Will is, like, making sure every last morsel gets into his
You've never seen it. Will eat this much food before.
Yeah, he's really relishing in the character. It, for sure.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Roscoe will lean over to Shimi. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, you take your turn at the memory tradition.
All right.
You got this.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, I think of a good one. At the kitchen door, Bathwack, the dwarf opens it. He is flustered. He's busy. They're busy in there. Like, there's a ton going on. You can peek in, and the woman who's in there is bustling all around. What do you need?
Do you have the Gullies End Green?
Oh, we don't do drinks in here. But I'll call down for that. You just go back to your seat. Yeah. He's not upset with you. He's upset with himself. He says, "Gonchar, we've got the drinks." And she says, "I knew we were forgetting something."
Oh no.
And I'll
step back and let the doors close. I'm just gonna slide back to my seat.
Bathwack, enemy to the working class. He's a king. Of course. He's probably not going to tip either. No, I'm just Do we have to tip in this situation?
I would ask
it's
Will.
Hard because you don't know on that. A cruise. Sometimes at the end, they just have you pay a big lump sum as a tip.
I've like, never a certain gone amount on a per cruise. Day. Wow.
That we went on our honeymoon. That was our like
the
thing.
Alaska, and right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have. I wish I could have tipped the glaciers. Not tipped them over.
I wish I could have tipped cow tipped the glaciers.
Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
That's this is true.
You just have to wait for them to get really small.
Oh, no.
You don't have to wait that long.
No, not that long.
Oh, God.
All right, let's pretend we're in a fantasy world where there are so many glaciers.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. This is all an allegory for global warming, this whole story that I'm telling.
And the cruise ship runs into a glacier.
Also, are we going to see glaciers on this cruise? Are we going to run into glaciers on this cruise?
Yes, we are. There's going to be...
Titanic?
Yes.
Oh, whoops. Spoilers.
It's the Lusitania.
Eric panicked. It really was going to hit an iceberg.
Shimi stands up. Well, I didn't know Bathwack as long as some of you did. Though I guess none of you knew him that long, right? Well, Valencia, you did. You've known him your whole life, I bet. We haven't exactly got your whole story. I'm excited to hear your memory of the king.
Awesome.
I bet it's going to be detailed. Don't take too long. We don't want our meals to get, our courses to get cold. But you take the time you need. It'll be all right. They can reheat it if they need to. I expect something big from you.
Will is looking at him just like this, like that. You know what? What the fuck, man? Like, not doesn't say anything, but just that face. Come on.
But anyway, there was a time when the king, King Bathwack, he had a certain tenacity to him. When he would latch on to something as something that he knew needed to happen, knew that he wanted or needed, he did everything he could to get it. And at one point, I, due to some unfortunate circumstances, found myself in possession of a pair of shoes that he really wanted.
Oh god.
They were somehow magically affixed to my feet. I couldn't get them off, and Bathwack, he wanted them.
Brain text him if I can, and I'm like, watch it, Shimi.
And so he looks over at Will.
The end.
I was really just very impressed by his persistence and his dedication to a task. And he sits down.
Well, that made so much sense if you knew Bathwack like I did.
No one here did.
That was all that was needed to be said.
And the captain says, oh okay. Right. Is everybody ready for the next course?
We're all licking
Rufina's
our plates.
Rufina's ready
yes.
with the clap.
Okay. All right, Rufina, on three. 1, 2, 3.
A little faster next time, Captain Pants.
Oh, okay, yes, certainly.
I should say it's actually tradition where I'm from that for the next course, it's a whole game of patty cake.
Nice.
You mean to call the next course?
Yeah, we all know that who wouldn't want to play patty cake with Rufina? Roscoe's looking at... Roscoe is doing full waggling of his eyebrows at the captain.
So fast that, like, eyebrow hairs are flying off your face, right?
Yeah, Roscoe doesn't have eyebrows by the end of his waggle. Yeah. He waggles them right off.
Waggles his eyebrows off, is my
like,
note.
What's his face in Breaking Bad?
Oh! Wait. The Russian guy? No. I think you're thinking of a different show.
Arrested Development, right?
I don't actually
know.
Is it?
Begley. And Begley Jr.
Yes, he has alopecia.
But he's in Breaking Bad. That's why you were saying. Oh, no, he's in Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a weird mind jump universe jump.
Yeah, interesting.
And Begley Jr.
Is he a lawyer in
yes.
Arrested Development, too?
A lawyer? He's in the business, I think.
Yeah,
okay,
what the
whatever.
Heck is he? I don't remember.
Ed Begley
He's
Jr.
So cute,
He's great.
Though. Ed Begley Jr. is such a cutie pie.
I have to take a quick break.
I'll have to take a quick break.
Okay. Me too.
Good
need
idea.
Pee.
Yeah.
Pee.
Is good. Pee. Press the button. There it is. There it is.
I can't remember. It's like a negative thing that he keeps saying. It's so funny. God, I
can't
love
let
it.
Go or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like this.
Can't let go. Hold on.
Hold on.
God, it's beautiful. I love it. I wonder, oh my God, is Steed Bonnet the guy that's sitting next to Kick? Or Blackbeard?
Oh, must be.
One of them?
Oh, maybe
Are
it's
they
Blackbeard.
Brokenhearted? Oh, please! Just
plot
waiting.
Twist.
Please.
Eric's
please.
Like, oh, they're going to be so disappointed now.
I know. Some doofus who broke up with some other doofus. All right.
Okay.
Waggles his eyebrows off was my last note. Roscoe waggles his eyebrows
off.
Oh,
yeah, alopecia. Ed Begley Jr.
Yep.
That's who's sitting next to.
Patty cake.
Patty cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, patty cake.
But they did clap, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but
the
that was the next
happened.
Course
yes.
that the patty
yeah,
That'll
so
be the next
the,
course.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
no
yeah.
worries. We're going to hear the patty cake.
Sure. All right. So the kitchen staff comes out, clears your plates, comes back. For the salad course, we have a shrimp and cherry salad. With fresh blue cheese.
You said that because you love blue cheese, don't you? Did you look these up, my dear? Like, did you look up what flavor combos would go? Or did you come up with this completely on your own? I got some inspiration
from like just random food and menu and meal generators online.
Because I'm like cherry and blue cheese. Like, that's sharp and sweet. Like, it might go. Like, did you get that from somewhere?
Might be okay.
Or maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, cool. He loves blue cheese. That's why I put it in there.
It was like 7 hours ago, so I don't remember.
I bet the next course also will have blue cheese in it. Every course from now on is all blue cheese. Yummy. Oh my God. It's delicious. I eat it. Is there dressing? Oh, the blue cheese is like a dressing?
No, the blue cheese is like fresh cut crumble blue cheese or whatever. There's like a vinaigrette on it.
Will is like this with his vinaigrette. He's like, like, you know, at the end where you like, where those people, the fancy, like, I've never been in a place like this, but when they pour the thing.
Like at KFC?
Like at a KFC, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know when you go to KFC and they like pour the gravy over the mashed potatoes and at the end they're like,
yes.
You know,
like
they do the little dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
The kitchen staff is grating, grinding pepper.
Yeah. You like it a pepper?
Yes. You like it a pepper.
With the pepper thing that's like 5 feet long.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yep. I love that.
Like, it goes all the way back to the kitchen.
five of the waiters have to support it.
Somebody's feeding peppercorns into the end of it. Like,
uh-huh.
Heave!
Shoveling like a drain's furnace.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Who wants all this pepper? Why do we need all of it? Get away! We all start sneezing, knocking our plates on the floor.
You guys are ridiculous.
Sorry.
Who's going to share a memory this time? I'm enjoying these memories.
And how many courses would they be? Like, I wonder if I would wait, but I think I'll just do it. Like, how many more people would know Bathwack? Like, do enough people know Bathwack?
Well, Mo hasn't gone. Wait, Mo did go.
No.
No, we've got Mo, Will, or Valencio, and Captain Clockface.
Ah, who, of course, isn't going to say more than raw. But also, it'd be fun to sort of make...
Kick do it.
Kick do it.
Yeah, for sure.
What memory do you have? I just got here.
I'm just eating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And with the salad, Phileas comes in through the main doors, and he's bearing a tray of various drinks. Nice. They match whatever you guys chose up in the lounge above, save for you, Bathwack. You are brought a tray with the Gully's End Green. There's a glass of this bright green liquid, and there's a slotted spoon and a sugar cube, and a second glass.
Oh, there's another glass.
To, like, pour it into over the sugar.
But this is good, so I can start preparing it in the way that I think it's meant to be prepared. And then I can share it with... guy next to me.
Aww.
So this is what I'll do. I'll sort of do the things with my hands, with the spoon and the sugar cube and the other thing that I pour. Oh, what is it? It's what am I pouring over the top?
Like a shaker?
Water? No.
Oh.
I don't remember.
I've never
how it
had
works.
Absinthe.
I just know
I've
there's
watched
sugar.
Videos about it because I'm fascinated. But
yeah, I saw Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, that whole thing was absinthe. So.
Wait, is it canon that this is an absinthe drink?
No, he had just said that he was
Alex
inspired
said
by
what he was kind of thinking of.
Oh,
when he
got it, got it,
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm taking notes.
No,
guys.
We don't know what this is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
What did I order? Did I order anything? What drinks?
You had an order. You had chosen.
Oh,
there was
something?
Champagne, I think.
Oh, yeah, I had champagne.
Oh, right.
So I would
have
had it with me still, huh? Okay, so we just have champagne. So.
Well, they bring you a fresh whatever of what you had up
fresh
there.
Champagne, yeah.
Champagne.
So I pour half of it into the second glass and then slide it down.
Oh, thanks.
I don't really say anything. I just put it in front of him. And then I drink.
Okay. He lifts his glass up to you, drinks as well.
If it doesn't look like anyone else will do the memory thing, I guess I'll do my memory thing. Like, he'll, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like down a glass of champagne dramatically. Ugh. Probably only the first one, because I don't think he would have drank before this because he's not a big drinker. Mm-hmm. But just because it's part of the act, he'll down the first glass because there's another one coming. And he's like, I might as well share my memories of King Bathwack, the former King Bathwack. No, he'll always be king in my heart.
Right, everyone, buckle
Live
up.
Live long the king.
Live long the king. Right. We say it the opposite way in Gully's End. You're right, Rafina. I mean, what can I say? We've been together for years. Like, I've watched him defeat so many enemies. He's conquered so many villains. He's done so many good, good deeds in the face of true evil. Things like defeating a whole cave of werewolves single-handedly. No help.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. Roscoe, you weren't there, were you? And, you know, he saved a whole town from a corrupt mayor. This man was a paragon of virtue. I was there when he married his wife. I was there for the birth of his child. I know everything about him. He was a good father. He was a good husband. He saved my life. And then Will looks confused because he's like, that's actually true. He saved my life. He saved my life.
Hey, and then he nice. Looks at
Bathwack and he's like, and then he looks away because it's not actually Bathwack and he has to not. But yeah, he's, I don't know what I'm going to do in the future without him. And then I sit down.
Nice.
And I drink another half of my champagne.
Well, well said. Well said. And he claps a hand on your shoulder again.
Mm. He cringes away a little bit.
Thank you, Valencio. Rafina thanks Valencio with her mouth full of salad.
Blue cheese flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm here for you in your loss, whatever that means, whatever I can do for you. I want you to feel the full support of those around you, Valencio. We've all experienced something like this in our lives, so we all can understand and empathize. Feel free to just come to any of us.
Is he shaking me the way you're doing
yeah,
this whole
time?
Yeah, he
just has the hand on your shoulder, just like kind of gently vibrating you.
Will's face goes
Valencio
like
loves
this,
it.
Yeah, Will's face goes from like this pained, like he was acting and crying and like, and but also confused because he just said something that was actually kind of nice and meaningful to him. And then but his face slowly just like is just turning stonily into the same expression, like he's trying to maintain it, but like he's shaken, like so he's just batting my shoulder way too much.
We're all here for you. You can rely on any of us.
I feel it. I feel it.
We could just think of us as your family, Valencio. Any of us here, right?
Roscoe reaches over from his table and puts his hand on Valencio's other shoulder. He's reaching like
yeah,
from his
you're
chair.
Like half out of your seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, Valencio. There.
Rafina looks at this and's like, hey. And gets up and runs over and hugs Valencio. I'm going to get into this.
That's amazing. Oh, thank
See?
You.
See?
I feel good right now.
A man is not an island.
It's very true, although I do feel like I'm drowning right now.
I know. Just let it out, Valencio. It's okay.
All right. Oh, the blue cheese, it's stinging my eyes.
Oh, Valencio, we know you're sad.
He is really it's rubbing my cheese. Shoulder. This is like too much. He's like very fatherly, but like way, like very familiar with
uh-huh.
me. Okay. And then I just take my fork and I try to eat so that other people know. Okay. Let's just get back to eating. Yep. Like he's trying to.
And, Kick. The guy has finished his drink. He he sort of coughed after each sip. he says, "I mean, I have to admit, I'm not much of a drinker, so that was a lot.
It's good, right? It's good.
I mean, it's... I think it's help... It's helping. And he, like, tries to stab a cherry, and he, like, keeps missing in the bowl. Tink, 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 tink.
That's great.
Do you... I mean... What is someone supposed to do after... What is... He was just... He pushes his salad away, puts his head down on his arm on the table.
I'm like, that's my bit. Ugh. Copying.
The captain looks over alarmed. Yeah, does Kick do anything?
Do you wanna go for a walk?
He's sobbing pretty loudly. You're not even sure if he hears you. He doesn't react.
Do you wanna go for a walk?
I don't know. I'm still hungry.
Mike's like, perfect. I get it.
Yep.
That's yeah. Amazing.
He's met his soulmate. They don't understand. They don't realize that they've actually met each other's soulmates right now.
I love the idea of like somebody having an emotional outburst at a meal, like at the table, and like normally, yeah, this is something that like you'd be like, excuse me, and people are like expecting them to like, so you're gonna go, right? No, I'm still hungry. I'm just gonna keep having this emotional outburst here.
It's so perfect.
Why he cried? Did he know Batwack? Anyone? I'm speaking loud enough so all in the room can hear.
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever met him. Rafina gets up from her chair and trots over. Hello, sir. Are you all right? Rafina Phalangepot at your service. And who are you?
No, I'm not all right. My heart is broken in two.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Have you ever been in love?
Probably, but does that help you?
Probably, but does that help you? That's amazing.
Do you mean like theoretically if you were, like would it help me? Or the fact that you might have been in love, is that helpful? Is that what you're asking?
I merely wish to know what you need at this moment.
I don't know what I need.
I need him. Just hang on to Kick, okay? Just hang on.
Who?
I wonder if he's in love with the guy you killed in the middle of town.
They broke up, and then he got murdered, so it'll never get resolved.
Wow.
That's what broke them up.
Yup. That's what he calls a breakup.
Death made him really mad.
Somebody shot him with a crossbow
as he falls to the ground. I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Oh my god. All right, he says, who's Kick? I think you said. Mm-hmm. Hang on to Kick. Who's Kick? This is the guy.
It's your table mate right here. Kick, have you met this gentleman whose name I haven't heard yet?
Yeah, we met.
Oh, really? Well, why don't you introduce me to him then?
Wait, what's your name?
Oh my god. Yep.
Are you talking to him or to Rafina?
Well, both of you, really.
Nice. I thought we'd met. I'm so sorry that you don't remember, I'm so sorry that I haven't introduced myself properly to you, because I thought we had come on to the boat together, but maybe I never got around to saying, Rafina Phalangepot at your service.
Oh, nice to meet you, Rafina. Kick. And this guy, hey, what's your name?
It's Gnar.
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 For the wiki, it's spelled G N A R.
I just spelled it that
Gnar.
Way. High five. Nice. Like gnarled. I like that name.
There. That's good. Now you know each other.
That is good. Gnar, I'm so sorry. Where are you headed on this journey?
Nowhere.
Oh.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for you. Sometimes you do just have to feel these feelings, and then they then they will pass.
I know. They fucking suck.
Yes. Yes. Just like when I accidentally murdered somebody and I was absolved of it too soon. I understand. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same
exactly.
Well, the captain says, we're all feeling some very strong feelings here, I think. Right, Valencio?
He's patting my shoulder again really hard.
Trying to do it so the mic can pick
choke,
it up.
I choke slightly on some blue cheese. I'm like...
And a cherry pit.
Yeah, a cherry pit? There's just pits in my salad? I got the cherry pit salad is what I got, of course. yeah, he nods while choking on some blue cheese.
I hope someday I'm in love, says Shimi. But though, I mean... I guess if it turns you into that, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever felt that sad. Though, of course, it was sad that the King Bathwack died. When he died, his real death. anyway, well, I guess... what?
Rufina lifts her hands and looks at the captain expectantly.
Okay. Yes, well... Roscoe, would you like to direct us in this next step per your customs?
And she and Rufina puts her hands down.
I don't think Pattycake needs a director.
Well, I want to make sure to honor your traditions.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm over the tradition bit. Now I'm thinking about Tanya again because of all the love shit. Oh, I'm sad too. So, yeah, you just do patty cake. You just clapping, and then your hands touch each other like you're connected, and like you'll always be connected. But then maybe you're not.
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Amazing, amazing.
And Rufina puts out her hands to see who wants to make that connection.
Where are you right now? Are you still by Nar, or did you go back to your seat?
I'm more in the middle of the room now because I've sort of backed away to look at the captain when I was looking expectantly.
Yep. Well, if you're reaching out, he reaches out his hands immediately over the table.
Rufina goes up and says, "Pat it," and bonks their hands together, and mix it, bonk, and mark it with a C, boom, and put it in the oven for Captain Pants and me.
Yay! Grinning broadly.
Everyone else is crying.
Will claps for the first time tonight. He claps. He's like, yes, it's happening. It's happening.
Mo claps. Yay! That was fun!
Rafina's doing amazing. Like, oh my god. I think Will is feel like everyone's so morose, and he's feeling like that too because of everything. This is a very feelingful room. And so he sends Rufina like a message that's just like, you're doing great. And that's all he says, but it's like, you know. If you want to know the underline, he's thinking about how she had said that I killed somebody, like not very long ago, 30 minutes ago or so, very distraught. And so he's like, so proud of her. She's being amazing.
She winks at him again.
And one of the people in the kitchen pokes their head out like they heard all the clapping and they're not sure if it was the actual signal or not. They like assess the room, and it seems like everybody's good and ready to go. So they come out, they gather your salad plates, and then they come back out, and they're carrying these covered platters, like individual platters for each of you, with a metal bell cover on top, and they're all placed before you, And for the main course this evening, we have for you, and they sort of rush from one side to the other, pulling the covers off as as quickly as they can. Right? There's two of them.
And there's like six tables or something, five tables.
There are 11 play settings. And
Roscoe's like, I can lift my own. Unless is this like New Jersey? I don't know.
Nice. Will sit when he sees Roscoe do that. He sits back. And he's like, I won't lift mine up.
For our listeners who don't live near New Jersey.
Oh yeah.
New Jersey is a state where yes, yeah. It is.
I grew up there.
There are laws that say that all gas stations or petrol stations. Mm-hmm. Have to be full service. You're not allowed to pump your own gas.
It was very weird when I moved to Pennsylvania. I had to learn how to pump gas, and everyone always gave me such a hard time. But I will say that was one of the first things about you. You were so nice about it.
Yeah.
Like, you did not give me. You give me a hard time later, like later when we were like more comfortable.
Once you should have known how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was involves like technology.
Exactly. Like it was so like it gave me anxiety, and I didn't, you know, I mostly just stayed on campus, and I had like an old, like I paid literally $500 for my car that I had junior year in college. And I had such anxiety, like every time I had to fill it, I just got so nervous about it. Yeah.
Having other people pump my gas gives me anxiety
too.
No, it does.
Alex does not hate many things, but Alex hates New Jersey because Alex hates that he cannot pump his own gas.
There's a full service gas station in the town where we've never been there.
And that's how weird it is. I grew up with the full service stuff, and now I'm like, why would anyone want that? Like, why would you want that? It's awful. I went to that station once, like a few years ago, because I didn't know it was full service, and the guy came out and I was immediately like, never coming here again in my life. It was very nice. It was a pleasant, I mean, if you had like normal brain, it would have been a pleasant experience, but I was like, the whole time, like just panicking, even though that's what I grew up with. Awesome. Oh, anxiety. So you're my best friend.
Oh, anxiety.
Individual platters with metal bill
covers. This is New Jersey. Yes.
It is New Jersey. Boom, 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 boom. Wow.
We can't have BB guns either.
Oh, really?
Can't do what?
My dad had a BB gun. How did he get... My dad was such a rule follower. Is that a law now? Or from some other... So it must be a new law because, like, my dad never would have broken the law. He was such a nerd.
He also never would have smoked pot either, right?
He definitely would have. What?
And he never would have smoked pot either.
Oh, shut up! My whole world! Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
For the main course, we have, as the covers are lifted, a big plume of steam comes up. We have boiled serpent. On a bed of sliced shallot, squash, and pineapple. Bon appetit.
Boiled serpent, like snake? Like snake. That's what that looks like? Does it look like a snack?
It looks like a snack.
Like a full...
Did you say
like,
watercress?
Please!
No.
I love that you have these complicated dishes, but like, what the fuck does
boiled
it look like?
Boiled serpent.
Like, what's boiled serpent? Is it pieces of serpent? Like,
no,
you can't tell
it's a
snake.
It's a whole curled
snake?
Up...
Like, they're bones?
Creature. I mean,
is
there's
there
not
skin?
Bones you can see.
It's under skin? Is this something Will has had before? Because I'm not, I just don't know.
Oh, no.
A boiled snake. See, like, here's the thing. I know people eat snake, and actually, I'm not averse to eating snake. But the idea of boiling a full snake sounds absolutely loathsome. Boiling an entire snake with a skin on it? Is that literally how it looks? Babe, stop shrugging! Will panics. No.
How to cook a snake. Step one. Acquire fresh snake.
Yeah, I don't know. This is starting to feel like some Temple of Doom shit, Eric.
Right? Boiled snake. It's not like
serpent.
Roasted. Okay, all right. Snake, though.
What was the first ingredient the bed is on? I heard
sliced
watercress.
Shallot.
Oh, how did I think watercress? Man.
Like Jean shallot.
Exactly like helps. That. This is one of the ones
the
you made up.
Panic.
This is one of the ones you made up. I am legitimately asking, like, does this seem normal or is it weird? meta-wise, or if you want me to roll, I don't care.
Delicacy.
It's not like something you're going to get at your local tavern where they only serve stew.
Right. Boiled serpent, though. This is something Will's heard of or had before.
Like,
or
I feel
seen.
Like if anybody here has had it, it might be Will.
Really? Okay.
Just because you... Will,
do
in
I
his
like
time,
it?
Had to
it.
Entertain dignitaries from all corners of the nation.
And how panicked was I the first time? And how do memories come back?
You probably
did
had to
I
train yourself
later?
To eat it.
Yeah.
On
oh
your
my
own.
God, I ate boiled serpent for 2 months.
All right, Gary, okay. Cook me up some boiled serpent. I'm going to give it another go.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Hey, who wants to Lady and the Tramp this with me, huh?
Oh, snake, Roscoe! I look at you like I absolutely look right at you. Like, what?
Which end do you want to start at?
I mean, dips on the tail.
Ew.
And Sean says, oh, now I know it looks like a lot of you have a bit of a concerned look on your face, but this is a great dish. The serpent, when you boil it, it gets this consistency. It's just, And the flavors, you're not going to... It changes as you go down the body.
It's like a gobstopper.
The middle tastes like schnozberries.
Oh, man. I just, like, boiled meat in general. This is freaking
he
me out,
he picks it
Eric.
Up and just, like grabs it, on, like, two parts of it and just takes a bite, like, just out of it.
Is it stiff or is it wiggly?
No, it's curled up. It's boiled.
So he has to pull it taut first.
Boiled goose.
Yeah, yeah. He stretches it. You hear... Bing, 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 bing,
what
and then...
Fuck?
No. You don't hear him bite. It
is
seems
it
to be soft.
Stuffed with anything? Or is it just a full-on snake with the guts? Is it gutted?
I think...
There's so many questions,
to me,
Abby.
It's got to be wrapped in dough. So that's like a pierogi. It's a serpent in a pierogi. That I would eat.
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be. It's only Rufina's is like that. Rufina's like, just as I wanted.
But it was dyed to look like snake skin.
Snake skin. That's what I keep thinking.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like a snake climbed inside a pierogi and then got boiled.
Oh, yeah. Ew. That's how they catch them. They put out a giant pierogi and they wait till the snake crawls inside.
So you ask if it's gutted. If you like start investigating. Yeah. With one of the various pieces of cutlery.
I am polite as fuck.
Yep. If you flip it over, you see that, yeah, the underside isn't split open. The innards have been taken out, the bones and everything. It's just the meat.
I take
left.
A deep breath and I go,
But I mean, the head's still there.
4 years ago, I still remember. And then I take a bite. I do the bring. I guess that's tradition. Pull it taut. Yep. What kind of serpent is this?
Gnar takes... He's, like, still got his head kind of down. He pulls the plate up, like, kind of next to him. He just starts, like, pulling it over to his mouth and just eating it.
Is Kik eating the boiled serpent?
I tie the end of my serpent to the front of my serpent to the end of his.
No way. Eat it
without
and then I eat the shallots and the squash and the pineapple.
Man, my serpent is so long. It just keeps going.
Like I thought my relationship would.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What's his problem? No one eats serpent? I eat serpent.
Everyone's eating serpent.
I mean, it seemed like people worried.
Will looks at him while holding the serpent and just takes a slow bite like he's doing it.
Rufina looks at Mo and out of the corner of her mouth. She says, it's just that indigo guy wants to talk about his business again. That's it's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, what as they said, bone apple tea. And he...
Oh, Mo is the originator of that phrase.
Eats up his serpent.
Hey, Mo, what's your memory of Bathwack?
Hmm. Let me think. Well, I mean, I always knew he leader. Batwack leader and king. He always have crown on. Even when he like hide it, it always there. And he, I mean, I sometimes think I want to be Batwack. And now he's dead. So I guess I can. Am I leader now?
That's not how it works, Mo.
Okay. Oh, like election? Will you vote for me?
Mo, it's too soon. Too soon for an election.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Well, we'll put together an exploratory committee when we get to Gully's End, okay? Good job, Mo. Thank you.
Yay!
And if no one wants Serpent, give to me. Before they come take away.
Rafina gives him half her Serpent because it's just too big for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Oh, Rafina, were you all right with that, the Serpent? This was a favorite of mine growing up.
Yes, I enjoyed it so much. I just wanted to make sure I had room for the next course because it was a very, very intensely large Serpent.
Yes. Well, I wanted to make sure you all had plenty to eat. Nothing but the best here on the SS Abalone. Nothing but the best for you.
Totally delightful and amazingly unusual.
Oh.
Notable.
Well, right.
No.
He blushes a little bit. And he raises his hands, looks over at you expectantly, Rafina.
And Rafina goes like this before he gets a chance and says,
"Oh, she got me. Everybody, did you see? Rafina got me." the kitchen staff comes out, they take away your covered platters, and they come back with a little, stemmed wide glass filled with, like a light green, looks like something chilled, and they, set it down, in front of each of you. Mm-hmm. Here we have for the palate cleanser, if you will, the sorbet, we have a cucumber sorbet with champagne. And ooh, they pour champagne over the sorbet in each of your glasses.
Wow.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah, did you make that up?
Eric, no. Can you cater our wedding?
We're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, I thought I was going to get married. No, I looked up. Because it's like one of the courses or whatever, like in the traditional seven-course meal, it's the sorbet, and it's often served with, like, literally with champagne in it or
in
whatever.
It?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never been fancy. Wow.
Me neither.
Oh, guys, dang. Let's get fancy. One day we should do it.
Have a sort. We should just do all palate cleansers all day.
Why don't I just cook really this fancy meal for you guys one day?
I love it. Can you include the grilled cheese with the garlic powder in it? Because
you don't know what the last course is.
This seventh course meal is going to be the next special combo.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mark,
my God.
Jesse,
everyone
you film
on the
yourself
Discord
doing it.
Guys, who wants to boil a serpent?
Special combo.
Can we do a vegan version?
Yeah, what's the toughest part to do? Probably the bat rib.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure you can make a bone out of chia seeds.
Can you? Let's go get serpent. Yeah. Can you buy a bat to cook?
You'd catch it.
Right. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm sure. I guess there definitely are parts of the world where you eat bat. I know that, like, again, I'm not averse to snake. It's just the boiled aspect of it. It's freaking me out.
I wonder if historians will be able to trace back to this episode as the source of COVID 2023.
Oh, my God.
Not funny.
Wasn't it traced to bats?
Is it actually now?
Was like, it not?
The problem is there's just so much fucking misinformation. Yeah, really that, now I don't even know what the fuck.
Oh, I never knew that that was disputed.
I just wish I knew what the hell actually was the consensus now. So
I wasn't trying to make fun of anybody who normally eats bats or serpents.
I mean, here's an article in Nature from February 2022. And it just says that bat coronaviruses are related.
The New York Times had a huge article of like a month or two ago about how we still just do not know.
Okay.
There's so much we don't know about it still.
Yeah, viruses circulate in cave bats.
They were talking about all the controversies and all the
differ by only one or two blah blah. I don't know. Understand it. So
yeah, like all of the conspiracy theories out there, and they like explored them and said, "Here's why some people give this credence, and here's why it's probably not true." Anyway, all this to say, still a big question mark, and we probably will never know because there just there weren't records kept. So. This has been a fun
Sorry, I was not trying to derail everything.
It's okay.
I just wanted to make... I'm like, I can't remember if... I don't know.
Well, here's how
there
bat.
There are plenty of bat viruses that, you know... I'm sure that PFD listeners could go and...
contract.
Contract. Please don't. Please, PFD listeners, please don't.
Oh, my God.
Leave that to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the next episode.
I'm really curious about cooking snakes now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the next Urban Dictionary search.
Ever since I was a kid, one of my favorite movies was Crocodile Dundee. And in that movie, you know, he eats snake and everything. And I always thought it was so cool. I was like, what? He's roasting a snake over a fire? What the fuck? This guy's so hot. Paul Hogan, he was probably like a thousand years. Yeah. When I was a kid.
Oh my God, you're attracted to the weirdest fucking people as a kid in movies.
Yes, Father Damien from The Exorcist. I thought that guy was hot.
Now I have to Google this person.
The dad on Mary Poppins.
AKA the guy from...
whatever.
I'm trying to remember his actual name. From Bedknobs and Broomsticks, but Professor Emilius Brown. I had such a crush on that old, old British man. I had such weird crushes growing up. It was all
British
weird.
House.
The Nazis from Sound of Music.
No! Stop it!
All of them.
Hey, every Nazi.
Say what you will, but they were snappy dressers.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
Say what you will. Whatever what you will. Might say about them.
Yes. And
whatever
swipey.
You might say.
Swipe that hand. All right. Cucumber sorbet
yep,
with
cucumber
champagne.
Cucumber sorbet with champagne.
Okay, amazing. Oh, my gosh.
So I guess you shouldn't eat garter snakes. I did read that.
Oh, are they too musky?
I guess they become poisonous from some of the things they eat, according
really?
To a random webpage on the internet, which might not be true.
One of us
falls but you can
over
eat
dead.
Poisonous snakes if you cut their heads off.
Yeah.
Right, because they're not poisonous, they're venomous.
Yes, venomous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
I never knew that about garter snakes. I love garter snakes a lot.
I mean, I didn't think you were going to catch one and cook it, but just in case.
No, not. But now I won't. Like, just thank you for telling me. Now I'll remember that they are
He's
going to
go shoot one with a BB gun in New Jersey.
But make sure, Ben, then you bring it to the gas station. They have to cook it for you.
What the fuck? Amazing.
What is that?
Seven-layer jokes.
Yeah. Is that the next course?
Yep.
Seven-layer joke cake.
Who's going to give a memory?
Oh, yeah.
Captain
Nobody knows
Clockface, it's your turn.
Captain Clockface nods solemnly. Pushes back from his table, gets up, he walks out to the middle of the room, and he pulls out a chair, one of the unused chairs, out to the center, and he climbs up on the seat, and he's like kind of hunkered down on it, and he's miming looking down sort of at the floor, but as if he's like kind of looking through the floor, like he's looking at something down below. And he looks like he's hiding, and then he jumps down and pushes the chair out of the way, and he now is looking up at like as if there's some sort of figure standing in front of him, much taller than he is, and he points at the necklace that he is wearing, and then he points up at something, And then he points back and forth and he's excitedly sort of gesturing and sort of jumping up and down. And then he reaches out and hugs something in midair.
Oh my gosh.
That's good.
And then he goes and sits back down.
Oh my god.
That's lovely. Yeah, Roscoe claps.
Yeah.
Kick briefly covers his eyes.
Ooh. Covered his eyes, so. Do the wait staff come out because I clapped?
I don't know. How did you clap? In and out. The door opens, closes, opens, closes, opens, closes.
I don't know if the... Does the recording pick that up? I hope
it does.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Well, we
did.
We could hear it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it works. The door opens. Oh, yes! The final course. Yes, please, come. Good job, Rufina.
Rufina grabs her thingy. Her sorbet, because she hadn't finished because she was listening or watching so... rivetingly at Clock Face, and so she takes it and slurps it down really fast.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny detail.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And yes, you feel your palates cleansed as they...
We feel our palates cleansed.
You do.
I'm writing it as a note. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I needed a palatoscopy.
Nice.
I guess, in some sense. Yep.
And then they bring out the a small plate with a little paper, like, packet.
Like out of parchment paper or something? Yeah, like it got baked?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's open at one end, and they set it down in front of each of you. And now, for the dessert course, the final course of this, your mourner's feast for the great King Bathwack, we present to you, you each... have a packet of 3 churros to enjoy.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope somebody else doesn't want theirs so I can eat theirs.
Roscoe's gonna pat his pocket and he's gonna remember something and he's gonna stand up and he's gonna walk around to Gnar? And he's gonna say, "Hey, I got just the sauce to put on your churros. You're gonna love it." And he gives him the bottle of brown treat. That is supposed to. Give him happiness, happiness for days.
Oh, that's so sweet.
All right. Thanks. Okay, sure.
I'd put it on, but I think one of them is supposed to do it, and then we'll give it to the nearest kitchen servant or whatever.
We can certainly do that. Yes. Oh, it's like a powder. Okay. Yep. Any I've never heard of this. Is there any recommendation or on?
I don't know. I never had it.
Oh
no. Yeah, you just sprinkle it on the churros, like powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. And you sprinkle it on. It's this little like almost looks like cinnamon, not quite as reddish. But over the churros. And,
anybody else want some? Do I have enough for everybody?
There's a lot in there. You don't. It's like a powder, so it's you can use it multiple times.
Is there a ceiling fan? Can you like throw it up at the ceiling fan and it dusts everybody's churros?
I forget where did Roscoe get this again? Who gave it to him?
It was
the bartender, right? Or the in Trent?
Old Rondell gave it to you. In
Who's
Trent.
That?
He was the bartender at
yeah.
the guy who had the waterfall tattoo behind his ear
yeah.
that
we
said,
had a meeting at his tavern or for a while.
Well, yeah, actually I'm gonna save the rest because it's kind of a rare thing, so Gnar, I think you'll really like it.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Let's go sit back down.
To my new friend Kick here. And he takes the churl. And you see him...
Kick chomps a churro, too.
And he just kind of looks down, head bowed. You know, I think... Thank you. He looks over to you, Roscoe. I don't know if it's whatever you put on there, if it's just your... Maybe everybody's kindness. He looks over at Rafina. Mm. Pat's Kick's hand next to him on the table. But I mean, yes, I life does go on. You know, we find ourselves experiencing these highs, these lows, but the low just means there's another high coming. I may not find a love again like I had, but I know that, and he sniffs and kind of wipes his tears and he looks like he's kind of gathering himself a little bit. I know that, let me just say this, may each of you in this room at some point in your life find yourself an Eldin. And we're going to find out what happens what? Next time.
The fuck? On
Pork Fried
Dice. Are you fucking kidding?
Wait. Who's Eldin? I don't remember who Eldin is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a Will thing.
I figured it must be.
Wait. Do I only know that because, KT, you talked to me about it before I was even a player?
So
has the name come up in this podcast before?
I don't know who Eldin is.
It is definitely in the podcast.
In this podcast.
I don't know if Roscoe... in this podcast. I don't know if Roscoe... Let's see.
No, Roscoe has never heard that name.
Well, the difficult part is just that Zolbertia is depicted in this poster in Beartoggle as looking like Eldin. But I don't think that Will has said that,
I don't know that
to anybody. Bathwack knew that I didn't like the way his face looked because I was like, that's too specific and that's not like, that's weird that
all right.
That's happening.
So okay. The wiki comes to our...
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes.
Of course
so,
it does.
Abby, at one point while you were looking at your Tivoli model in your terrarium that Will got you, you said, there's a googly eye store in the little Tivoli town. And then I said to KT, you remember it now, Will. And Will said, it's just because Eldin wanted a craft store and he really liked googly eyes, okay? It was a mistake. I want to shut that place down.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. So Roscoe has heard that thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to see here. This very little is currently known about Eldin's history or his relationship with Will.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
How did you find this on the wiki?
I just searched for his name.
Holy cow. Is it really 748 pages?
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why
he
we all
makes
changes
for everything.
Amazing.
I know. And I remember Eldin being a big deal for Will because...
Yep.
KT, you told me that it was wild that Burbage
was
over in Goats and Dragons.
1,000,000% bizarre. But
his love is Eldon. Or yeah, no.
Insane. No, his father's. It's his boyfriend's
love's
father. Yes, his love's father.
Theodric's father, Eldondale.
I just remember because like the first time I heard the name, I was like, wait a second. Is Burbage's boyfriend named Eldin? Because that is my...
Right.
And I know you pronounce it differently, but I was like...
Right, but it's the same spelling.
I That's was like,
so
that
crazy.
Is
oh, really?
Fucking weird because my character's ex...
We
is,
both
like,
independently...
That's so important. Yeah. And so,
I mean, Burbage was haunted by the ghost of Eldin. Yeah,
yes,
so it seemed like...
It was wild, though. Like, I couldn't even... I was like, how is that possible?
Right. That's amazing. I
so,
love
yeah,
that.
It was so wild, absolutely insane.
Oh my god.
Ooh, what a nice cliffhanger. That's fascinating.
Okay, tell me everything about what this guy looks like right now.
How do you spell it?
Before. He's just
now
a half-orc? He's just a fucking half-orc? Like, that's it? I want to know. Is he hot? Is he, like, what's going on?
I mean, he's a half-orc.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if he's your type.
Yeah, well,
he's a big guy.
A big, big guy. Okay.
He's brawny. He's tall.
Okay.
He has like light green skin.
All right, I'm not going to read anymore on the wiki because I don't know any of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
yeah, I mean, some of it you know, some of it you don't know. I mean, I trust all of you to not metagame, but if you want to make that easier for yourself, you don't have to look.
No, yeah, I won't look, okay. So there is definitely a bunch of entries.
There's a few things. I read the one. I think the other ones were just...
He showed up. I know he showed up. Like, the audience knows that he showed up and he looked... I don't... But it might have been a separate recording.
I think everything else, these guys don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are eight hits on the wiki.
That face. Wow. I mean, yeah. Like, oh my... That's insane. That's ridiculous. Okay, there has to be more than one person named Eldon, but there's... I don't know what is happening right now. How dare you? Who is this?
I love it. It's so good.
What a great recap and a fun
episode
with lots of emotions and sweetness and food.
You guys are awesome.
And amazing. Then the cliffhanger. And thank you so much for accommodating my needing to start early and all that
I'm
good
so
stuff.
Sorry. So. It's 10 after 10 now, too.
No, it's fine. It's fine because I know I wouldn't fall asleep right away. I just really should because of my stupid cold. I should mm-hmm. wind down and,
yeah, I'm sick
and go to
too.
Bed.
I did. You know what? I had an idea and I forget if it's ever come up before, but like sometime we should do a thing where all four of us players do a recap of the same session and like play them and compare and like see what we did.
Wow.
That's a great idea. I don't know if you've ever
not
suggested
like as a,
that. That's awesome.
Not like as a competition or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, no, but
just
see,
an
like,
experiment.
Just
to
see. Focus on
that's so
right.
fun. That's so creative. And we could like put even a little time limit on it so that we don't like try to you know, like sort of crunch them in a little bit so that we got these little mini recaps and see what.
Or I could just take
the
whole session.
What'd you say?
Yeah, just take the whole session. Each
Eric's
of you
like,
could do a 45 minute recap.
We wouldn't have to plan it.
Because it's, I mean, it's kind of like, different memories of this. The
it's a
characters'
clip show.
Memories
right?
of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's like a, what's the movie that's not the way I remember it. The Simpsons did a joke. That's not the way I remember it. Because everybody remembers the event differently.
Mm, that makes sense. That's awesome. I don't know.
It's like it's a famous movie.
Well,
Mark Jessen will figure it out.
Yeah, Mark Jessen. He's about to go on like a 14-day intense internet
movie.
I hope
library
he likes
research.
Everyone remembering differently.
I think at this point, the second most prolific contributor to the wiki is Adam.
Oh my gosh, really?
Oh yeah.
After his, I guess a couple people were doing some of the earlier episodes, but
what happened?
I
went on a spree
at like 3 a.m. or something, apparently. And
oh my god!
In my episode descriptions, I've been linking to the wiki, and I've been saying, "Here's a link to the blank wiki," and I've been giving it different adjectives, and. Adam decided to reference all of those on the appropriate wiki pages.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
Are they tagged in some way that like metadata wise so that you could see a whole page of every single
I don't think so.
Wow.
That would be my job.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So that way Eric doesn't do any more repeats.
I need more repeats.
Oh, not that we would do that for that reason.
Rashomon is what I was thinking of. Rashomon.
What is it called?
Rashomon.
I have no idea.
It's a Pokemon, I think.
Rashomon is a 1950.
Oh, it's a Kurosawa film. Yeah.
I don't know this at all.
Yeah. It's the one that's based on Hamlet, right, or something?
No, that's
is that Run?
Throne of Blood or whatever. It's
But that is another Kurosawa.
of justice. Through an ingenious use of camera and flashbacks, Kurosawa reveals the complexities of human nature as four people recount different versions of the story of a man's murder.
That's I love that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's neat.
So we could do that with recaps, and it could, and we put them all together, and it's a full episode.
Yeah, all of us can remember Bathwack's death.
We just have to, I mean, and a part of it's like, we'd have to, do we make sure that nobody uses the same song? But no, like maybe two people use the same song.
Oh my God.
But do like different lyrics. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, of just course. Don't tell anybody what you're doing.
Fingerprint
yeah.
different.
Oh my God.
Distress. Someday we'll do something.
Someday. I would love to do that. Yes, please, for sure. We have to think of like the perfect one, or like not think of, but like we have to like we should like
pick the perfect
keep
episode.
A, keep an
for
ear
it.
Out for like what we think would be a good one for that, because like we would all have to have a different. I mean, it could be any of them. I'm just saying there might be a really sure. good one for.
Well,
it
like
to
not one where, like there were maybe different like the episodes where people have split off and done different
right.
things.
Yeah,
that
of
wouldn't
course.
Be.
Right.
We want
yeah,
something where everybody
different.
Has gone through the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Although that might make more sense for those times that we do that, because I remember trying to recap those, and it's like I don't know what happened, and then. Thanks,
well,
guys.
Well, this was fun. Yes,
thank you so much, everybody.
Now I'm hungry thank for you. Boiled serpent.
Sorry, guys. I knew it would happen.
What the fuck? Hysterical. I'm so confused.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay, good night.
Bye,
bye.
Bye.
That was amazing. Babe, that was amazing. What the fuck? What the fuck? How dare you? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Who is this guy? What does he look like exactly? I'll insert all of this description.
Just draw
him. What does he look like? He's just a hot half-orc then?
I don't know. He's strapping.
Oh my God. I am jealous as fuck. And I'm not even really Will, but I am possessive. Oh man. Well, I mean, who knows? There's probably other people named Eldon, right?
Sure, probably.
Babe, like, in reality, right?
It's just
like,
a coincidence.
It's not like the only... It's not like the first time I ever heard that name in my life, and then, like, I'm like, oh, nobody else could be named that. Although we live in a world full of magical other creatures who could have, like, all kinds of naming conventions, and so maybe, yeah, maybe the same name barely exists in this world. Everyone has a completely different name, and I don't... Oh no, but that's the worst. That's the worst outcome.
Anguish.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.